Carlos and Chad. Brought to you by Parker & Sons Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
All right, let's put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. Chad and I and the team went down to the homeless encampment yesterday. It was really eye-opening and horrifying. We just got off the phone with a state senator here in Arizona. She sat in one of those tents on the sidewalk, told us some stories. We're asking you your story of an interaction with a homeless person. Listen, it could be positive, it could be negative. I think that we're starting to have these interactions more, so let's see what we've got, Chad.
Let's go to Christy in Phoenix. Christy, tell us about your interaction with a homeless person.
So my husband and I walk every morning. We started during COVID, and we walk around downtown Phoenix a couple of miles. And so we tend to run into the same homeless people because of where we walk. There's a lot of homeless people. And there was one lady that we consistently saw every day, almost in the same place. And so at one point, because she always said hello to me, and I said hello to her, I asked her her name, and her name was Candy. And it was kind of the same experience that, like, the senator was talking about, where you acknowledge someone with their name and their humanity. So anyway, that was my experience. We saw her several times. I would say hi to her if we had been, like, out of town and I hadn't seen her for a couple days. She would ask where we had been. Then we stopped seeing her. And then the next time we saw her, it was in a little bit of a different area, and she was obviously under the influence.
That's my history. So, appreciate your call there. Wendy in Chandler, tell us about your experience with a homeless person.
Hi there. Well, I work at a building on 1110 West Washington. I work for the state of Arizona, and I take the commuter bus sometimes, and my bus stop is 11th Avenue in Jefferson.
Oh, boy.
So walking, I discontinued doing that because walking over there one day, and the homeless people are usually very friendly. They're very nice, but there's a couple there that was definitely under the influence, and they had a whole bunch of food, and the man was throwing food, and I had my back ahead by some cold cuts. So I turned around.
Wait. You broke up. You got hit in the head with cold cuts?
It was cold cuts. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And I turned around and looked because I was like, oh, what? And he got angry with me and started calling me a bunch of names. And then I just thought, just keep looking straight ahead. Just keep looking straight ahead. And the next thing, over the top of my head, was just crazy. The bus pulled up. It wasn't even my bus. I jumped on. And because the next thing I heard after the branch dressing was a taser.
Okay.
Oh my God.
It sounds like she got attacked.
Yeah. So
we have time for one more chat.
Eric in Gilbert. Eric, tell us about your experience with the homeless.
Yeah. So actually, yesterday I was out and about with my job. I actually just moved to Gilbert about a year ago, so I haven't seen a whole lot of this, but I came from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely a problem down here with the homeless population. And I was listening to the senator, definitely something that we need to address. You know, she got me choked up, tears in my eyes. I've had drug problems in the past, so I have feelings for these people about, what they're going through. And luckily I got away with it from that. But yesterday I saw this guy digging through the trash. He pulled out a half a bottle of some drink or something like that. And I couldn't deal with it. I said, I got to go over there and do something. So I went over. And I said, hey, man, you know, can I get you something to drink or something to eat and drink? And he said, yeah. And so I brought him in the gas station, got him some food and drink. And, he seemed to be appreciative and he was on his way. So.
Right on.
Interesting.
Thank you so much.
And Eric has had problems with drugs, and I don't know if he was homeless, but he might know a little bit about what the gentleman that was going through. Yeah. I mean, we're going to hear interactions that are they're kind or they're not.
Yeah.
And it's a dangerous place. Why? Because two people have been killed down there the last 2 out of 3 days. And so the zone is a dangerous place. And these representatives have got to do something.